The Global Catholic Aid and Development Confederation, Caritas Internationalis, opened its General Assembly in the Vatican on Sunday. The six-day meeting brings together hundreds of delegates from local Caritas groups throughout the world who are meeting to discuss challenges facing the humanitarian and development communities. Duncan McLaren is Secretary General of the Caritas Confederation. He tells us more about the theme of this General Assembly.
We have a draft strategic framework which we will work on, and at the end of the day that will then become the Confederation work plan. And the main items in that are building sustainable peace, our integral human development, improving the way we work in emergencies, and then improving the structures of Caritas so that it become more relevant to the world of the poor today. Also in our assembly, of course, we have liturgical celebrations every day, and each region of Caritas takes over one of those. So we see how people express their faith from all over the world. And a very important moment, of course, will be the moment with Pope Benedict when he meets all the delegates, because the Pope's first encyclical, Deus Caritas Est, has inspired the theme of the assembly, Witnesses to Charity, Builders of Peace, and that encyclical, in fact, will permeate the spirit of the Assembly.
Significantly, the General Assembly this year coincides with the summit of leaders of the G8 countries in Heiligendamm, Germany, this week. Caritas President Denis Vianneau says Caritas is using this coincidence to highlight its campaign drawing attention to the failures of the world's richest countries to live up to their promises on development aid to the poor.
Caritas Internationalis started a few months ago a campaign at the occasion of this G8 meeting where we insist on some points mostly linked to the financing of the development. The main idea is about the percentage concerning the overseas development aid. You know that the countries, rich countries, have decided to try to achieve in the few years the figure of 0.51%, and the goal is 7%, that's clear. So this is part of the, the debate we have. What I like to say that there is some kind of not a contradiction, but a double image, a double face of the coin, you know, between the G8 meeting this week in Germany and this meeting. So some kind of a double image of the world today, the rich people and the poor people. So, and we Caritas are belonging to the second part of the world, that's clear, to support. And I would like to insist on the empowerment. I think we, even if we don't have one penny, we can do something. We will discuss in Germany about huge amount of money. So isn't it a question also of analyzing the way we are living on this earth? How we are going to change our ways of consumption, our habits of life.
Another keynote speaker at the General Assembly opening session was Nobel Peace Laureate Wangari Maathai of Kenya, recognised for her persistent struggle for democracy, human rights and environmental conservation. Mrs. Maathai won acclaim for founding the Green Belt Movement, a grassroots initiative that relies on rural African women to plant trees to combat deforestation and desertification. As a young Catholic girl, she served in the Legion of Mary, where she was involved in charitable projects to help the sick and destitute. Speaking in the Vatican Synod Hall, she began by paying tribute to the important role played by Caritas in the fight against global poverty.
As we all know, the work of the Caritas Internationalis everywhere in the world is mainly to address the concerns and the needs of the weak, the vulnerable, the poor, the marginalized, to provide humanitarian needs to those who need it. And my message this morning was to say that this is a very important work that Caritas Internationalis does, but that we also need to look at the causes of poverty, especially since we notice that the gap between the rich and the poor continues to rise. So I wanted to encourage us, I say us because I'm also involved in the same work, to look at the causes. And one of the causes is, of course, the political and economic injustice or unjust systems that we have in place. that we try to change, both at the local level and at the global level. And so I emphasized that even as we work with the poor, for the poor, we need to empower them. And this empowerment can be through education, through training, especially investing in women, in youth, so that they can get the tools with which they can liberate themselves from poverty. I also drew attention to the fact that there is a very close linkage between the way we manage our resources, the way we share them, and the way that promotes to peace or wars. And I concluded by using the story of Peter and John in Acts chapter 3, which is a call to empower the poor, as Peter and John empowered the beggar at the synagogue. That while we work for the poor, we need to empower them so that they can rise up, liberate themselves, and give themselves the dignity and the respect that poverty denies them.
Underlining the link between environmental protection and overcoming poverty, Mrs. Mathai urged all Caritas members to embrace an environmental agenda through projects as simple as tree planting programs at local parish level.
I think from this level of Caritas Internationalis and at this General Assembly, it is possible for them to prioritize the environment and decide that as they go out to the world and to the grassroots, since at the local level they actually work at the parish level, that they will embrace environmental protection. One very action-oriented commitment they could make is to promote tree planting at parish level with the faithful. And this is doable throughout the world. And because of the global warming, we need not only the protection, not only the planting of trees, but also the protection of studding trees, the protection of forests. And I think that the church in general can make a commitment to ensure that forests are protected. And this is especially important in areas like Africa, Latin America, Southeast Asia, where we have the major forest ecosystems that are very important for global warming, but which are also very threatened by exploitation, mainly from the northern countries, which are, as we know, the main contributors of the greenhouse gases. So we need this partnership, and they are in a position where they can engage G8, and especially during this meeting in Germany, to have these G8 countries commit to help, not only at the global level, but also at the local level. It's also possible to engage the G8 countries in terms of agreeing on policies that they want to put in place in order to reduce the emissions in the industrialized countries. On a light touch, I asked the delegates to plant trees so that they can make their conference carbon neutral by planting at least 80 trees if you came from Africa, 10 trees if you come from very far like Australia, and I guess those who came from Europe can plant anything between 5 and 6 there. I think that will make their journey carbon-free. It's a way of raising awareness. It doesn't really make that much difference, but it's a way of raising awareness and ensuring that this is not something that is out there in the far from us, that it is something that has to touch our lives every day, that we as individuals have to change our lifestyles, the way we live every day.
Nobel Peace Laureate Wangari Maathai speaking at the opening of the Caritas Internationalis General Assembly. And earlier you heard Duncan McLaren and Denis Vianneau, Secretary General and President of the Caritas Confederation.